Press.
Broadcasting live all across the country, this is Home Talk on the Genesis Communications Network. Classic Metal Roofing Manufacturers of Decorative Metal Roofing and Accessories proudly presents the Cajun Contractor, the guru himself, Michael King. You're invited to call the program with any questions or comments concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, home repairs, or just about anything that pertains to the home. Now, as we begin this hour of Home Talk, the guru himself, the host of the show, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
All right, we definitely want to thank you for staying with us. I am the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. This is the third and final hour of the best in home improvement information and education. Our phone number is 1-800-259-5791. The call is free, and we have a great third hour in store for you. We have some great experts that's ready to come on the show and help you, advise you, and guide you in anything that has to do with your home. At the bottom of the hour, we can have Donald Senefton with Hurricane Window Fasteners talking about this fastener for covering windows and doors with plywood before a severe storm. As you know, we're approaching hurricane season, and this is a very unique window fastener. Really eliminates the need to damage your home by drilling these holes. So you definitely want to stay tuned and listen with what Donald has to say. Also, our email of the week, which we're going to read at the last segment of the show, we have Alan from our affiliate, the Right Down Alcoa, Tennessee, WBCR 1470, wants to replace vinyl flooring. Also, our poll question of the week, as you know, if you listened to the show last week, our poll question was, what is the most important thing in my home improvement project? And 7 of y'all called the show with price, 2 was quality, 1 had to do with service. Nobody said anything about energy efficiency. That was very surprising. 1 said about the completion time, and 8 of y'all called the show and said, hey, it's whatever my wife says. So what we're going to do is we're going to continue and extend it this week. My poll question is, what is the most important thing in my home improvement project? And if you call or participate, we're going to put your name in a drawing to win a copy of my book that's now available on my website. I will not get screwed by a home improvement contract. It's a $29.99 value, so make sure if you want to order it, it's on my website at hometalkusa.com. But if not, hey, you get a chance to win it. All you have to do is participate in my poll question. Again, our phone number here is 1-800-259-5791, Michael King at hometalkusa.com. And just shortly, we're going to have Mr. Jerry Hinberg. He is with the he's with the Technical Assessment Division of the Louisiana Department of Natural Resources. We're going to be talking about the compliance code, the energy codes, and we're going to be talking about this. And I also invite you to check out our website. It's available to you 24/7. 365. Michael King at HometalkUSA.com. HometalkUSA.com is our website. And look, we want to definitely invite you to check out our internet show that's going to be this Monday from 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock Central Time. My live internet show. I'll be able to take guests, answer your calls, get your emails. But there's a catch. You must go to my website, HometalkUSA.com. And it's going to be 24/7, 365. We're going to download a whole bunch of archive shows. I think we got like 50 shows already archived. So, matter of fact, if you go to my website right now and click, you can listen to the archive show right now. But we will be live, and I'll be behind the famous Golden Hammer microphone 7 to 10 Central Time every Monday night. And I'm looking forward to this. Now let's talk about this energy code. Louisiana is under the International Residential Code. And we're going to talk about the energy part of this. And, again, Mr. Jerry Hinberg is with the Assessment Division, Technology Assessment Division of the Louisiana Department of Natural Resources. Jerry, you with me right now?
Yes, Michael. How are you doing?
Oh, we're having a great time, Jerry. I've been working you pretty hard today. You started my show earlier this morning on another show, and now you're going to finish up. And we're just trying to get you on all the networks I'm on and talk about this. We have a lot of cities tuning in Louisiana right now. We have Lafayette tuning in. We have in New Orleans, the Big Easy on WIST 690 tuning in right now. But, Jerry, let me start with this, I guess. Can you tell me us how recently and concluded, say, this legislative session has affected my audience? And would it be harder or easier to comply with this energy code?
Yes, Michael, I'll be happy to. Let me start. I know that the majority of your listeners are concerned more with residential, and we all live in residential structures generally, but we all work in commercial, and we really have two separate divisions of energy codes. Under the commercial side, there's an act which has already been signed by the governor as recently as a week ago, and it upgrades the commercial code from ASHRAE standard 90.1-2001 up to 2004. This is a little bit unusual in that we really weren't given time, meaning the building industry wasn't given time to adjust to the changes. It's kind of hard to predict. I think they will probably be easier to comply with rather than more difficult. Those projects that are on the drawing boards right now are going to have to shift over to the new energy code in the commercial sector because the fire marshal has already started reviewing for this. And on the residential side of the commercial side, there's three-story or less residential buildings like low-rise apartment buildings that are also covered under this commercial energy code. And it's moved up to the IECC, the International Energy Conservation Code 2006. That's great because that's almost equivalent to the IRC, which deals with actual single-family and duplex houses. So that we're already familiar with. We've been working with that since January of this year. And there is a bill which will affect the residential considerably, although we deal primarily with energy. House Bill 704, which has gone through several different evolutions before it got to the point of going to the governor for signature, hadn't been signed yet, basically rolled back some of the wind load criteria to less stringent than it was in reaction to Katrina and Rita. It's gone back to the IRC 2003 just for the wind load charts. Of course, we're more interested in the energy side at DNR, and on the energy side, we're going to have a little bit of confusion that continues. There's been some clarity brought by this bill in trying to define who's going to be monitoring your compliance, our audience's compliance with this code. Basically, it's going to be up to the building officials in the individual towns and parishes. But, of course, we have about 64 parishes and about 16 building officials at this point, so it's going to be difficult for everybody to be consistent. And another issue, in the original act that created our first energy code in history for residences, the electrical sections and the mechanical sections were omitted in that bill. And so consequently, there's some statements within Chapter 11 of the IRC, which is the energy chapter, that refer back to these mechanical sections on things such as duct sealing, which is critical. You don't want ducts to leak air into the attic spaces or, you know, especially the return or the supply ducts. And, the other thing that it leaves some confusion about is Chapter 11 absolutely called for the use of manual J, which is kind of traditional in sizing air conditioners properly. Yet it refers to it in the mechanical section, and since that's been eliminated, what do people do? That's going to be a question that's going to linger for quite a while. Some may enforce it and some may not. Let me say this about it. It is a great way to size a residential air conditioner, and in any building, particularly a residence where you're there almost 24 hours a day, or at least someone is, the worst thing you can do as far as energy efficiency is oversize that air conditioner. That'll make it cut on, cool down the house very quickly, and cut off before it has a chance to dehumidify, before it reaches its maximum efficiency, and so on. And there have actually been situations where a lot of damage has been caused to buildings, both commercial and residential, by oversized air conditioning.
I'm going to have to interrupt you. I apologize. We've got to take a short break. I'm on a hard break here. Jerry Hinberg with the Louisiana Department of Natural Resources. This is Cajun Contract. I'll be right back.
Hello. My name is Charles Marceau, Executive Director of the Louisiana State Licensing Board for Contractors. The board's purpose is to regulate the contractors who perform construction projects. These include commercial buildings, residential homes, home improvements, industrial plants, maintenance contracts, and mold remediation. All of these are covered in Louisiana Revised Statutes Title 37, Sections 2150 through 2192. Always hire a state licensed or registered contractor to protect your construction project. To verify a contractor's license or to file a formal complaint, call 1-800-256-1392. That's 1-800-256-1392, or visit us at www.lslbc.louisiana.gov, spell out Louisiana. On behalf of the State Licensing Board for Contractors, we thank you very much.
Ted Anderson for Midas. July 6, 2007, gold 647, 10 ounce gold coins could be purchased for $668.20, $329.75 for half, $164.88 for quarter. That's $668.20, $329.75, and $164.88. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro, erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S., loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Okorsi's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
JLS Research, the makers of the all-natural and very effective NoBio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates that those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organic and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grape seed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
Home Talk USA is brought to you by GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
All right, welcome back to the best in home improvement broadcasting excellence. I am the Cajun contractor here, Michael King. I'm the originator, not the duplicator. Please don't accept no substitution. If you want to jump right into the gumbo pot, our phone number is 1-800-259-5791, Michael King at HomeTalkUSA.com. And also, we do invite you to check out our website It is available to you 24/7, 365. Let us help you with your projects. I mean, your home improvement projects, your construction projects, your repair projects, and most importantly, anything that has to do with your home. Also, you will have complete access to all our industry experts. All you have to do is go to HometalkUSA.com. Our guest this segment, we're talking to Jerry Heinberg. He is with the technology division. It's called the Technology Assessment Division of the Louisiana Department of Natural Resources, talking about the energy code. And I apologize, Jerry, when you hear the music, we only got like maybe 30 seconds to get out. And I know we got a lot we got to talk about, and sometimes I got to cut you off. But we were talking about about the legislative session affecting our audience. But let me ask you this. When did Louisiana actually get that energy code?
Well, Michael, back in 1997, 10 years ago, the DOE, the Federal Department of Energy, mandated all of the states to create some kind of energy code, and the Louisiana legislature enacted the Commercial Building Energy Conservation Code. You may hear CBECC now and then, and that's what that is about. We didn't actually start enforcing it until 1999. In 98, we gave architects and engineers a chance to get used to it, and we began teaching the program that's basically a free program that's fairly easy to use to show compliance with it. And for the residential side, January of this year, not long ago, was the first time in history that we've had a residential energy code. And, of course, the goal is to help the homeowners, but it's also, if you take all of the businesses in the country and all of the homes in the country and reduce their energy 20-30%, then you've done a great job in trying to reduce the nation's reliance on foreign oil.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this. Now, who actually benefits from the energy code, though?
Well, actually, we all do, Michael.
Okay.
The primary benefit, of course, goes to the owner of the house, and that is seen once a month every time they go to the mailbox and get a utility bill. The improvements in the building code really don't cost that much additional to add to a house. The building code itself, or the energy portion of it, is a minimum standard, and there are things that they can do well beyond that. But also, the owner benefits when he goes to resell that house. The IRC Chapter 11 calls for a sticker on the on or near the power panel that shows the energy features of that house. And for resale, that's going to be a boon compared to a duplicate home, the same home built before January 1st of 2007. And, of course, as I said, all of us benefit in the long run from having less sulfur and nitrogen oxides in the air that we breathe.
Yeah.
Whether one believes in global warming or not is not relevant to the quality of the air that we have to breathe. And as the homes reduce their energy and the buildings reduce their energy, the power plants have to use less fuel, which produces a lot of this pollution, to generate the electricity to furnish power to these structures.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Now, me as a contractor, I do know that, to meet the International Residential Code will increase the cost of a home somehow. Now, let me ask you this. Why would you be able to state that this is an improvement, though, if the cost of the home is going to increase?
Okay. We're talking about two sides of the question, okay? One is structural, and as a result of what happened back in Florida in 2003 and what happened to us in August of 2005 and shortly thereafter, the reaction was to increase the wind load compliance in the coastal zones, which is a natural, normal thing to do. The difference is that nobody was building to it, or nobody was forced to build to it, and so you just simply trashed and damaged the house if you had a bad storm. Well, the IRC has many places that we don't particularly deal with in the structural improvements, like strapping of the plate to the rafters and strapping of the rafters at the ridge and strapping of the studs at the bottom plate and so on to keep the house from literally keeping the roof from blowing off and keeping the windows from blowing out and letting pressure build up inside and destroy the house. Well, the energy portions of the IRC in Chapter 11 deal with just increasing the insulation in the walls and the roof that are appropriate for our climate zone, and therefore the costs of those are nominal compared to the benefits. So for the energy portions, the cost-to-benefit ratio is almost immediately destined for a short payback. whereas the cost of the structural improvements, although critical in the long run, may never pay back or may pay back only when there is a bad storm, which could be 5 years, could be 10 years, who knows. So I'd say that the energy improvements is a no-brainer. It's something that helps all of us. It is going to save the owner money, and it's almost an immediate payback.
Well, let me ask you this. I've only got a couple minutes left. What is the Louisiana Department of Natural Resources, though, say, doing to help the public adjust to the fast-paced changes in the energy code, though? Because I tell you, it's a little confusing. It's a fast-paced thing. The International Residential Code snuck up on us. Now it's there. We have to abide by this code, and we have to build a more energy-efficient home, a home that has good air quality, and a home that has a tremendous structural integrity. So what's going on down there? I know y'all working very hard. What y'all have on the board, or what's cooking down there?
Well, what we've been doing, Michael, since 1998, and I wasn't with DNR at that point in time. I was just practicing architecture, but I remember their classes on a program called ComCheck. It's a free program that deals with the commercial side, and it's generated by a laboratory in Washington State under DOE's auspices. And that program allows architects to very quickly and very easily demonstrate compliance. Well, obviously, there was no residential code at that time, so DNR continued teaching that for a good while, and then they paused for a while. In December of 2005, we took up the banner again, and I was with them, and we started teaching in Baton Rouge. At LSU was the beginning session, and we made Baton Rouge, New Orleans, Lake Charles, and Thibodeau, and that was before the Katrina hit. At that point, we paused to try to help with the recovery from Katrina and Rita, and we resumed teaching both ComCheck and ResCheck in Shreveport in January of this coming year, because for the first time we had the residential energy code, so we started teaching ComCheck and ResCheck. So far, we've made Shreveport, Ruston, Monroe, and Alexandria, and we'll be in Lafayette August the 8th, and then we'll go back to Lake Charles and New Orleans and Baton Rouge and Thibodeau and wind up with Mandeville. And in these seminars, we teach a two-hour session in the morning dealing with ResCheck, that is how to make your residents prove compliance to the building official. And in the afternoons, we continue with ComCheck, and that is basically something we've been doing since 98 in demonstrating to the fire marshal.
Good. When we come back, I'm out of time to get some information, but don't go nowhere. When we come back off a break, we'll get some information. Okay? Don't go anywhere. Okay? This is the Cajun Contractor here, Michael King. This is Home Talk right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network and the World Wide Web. I'll be right back.
Let's all work together to rebuild Louisiana. Listen up. This is the Cajun Contractor here, Michael King. The Louisiana Restoration Expo is right around the corner. The expo runs from August 3rd through August 5th at the Pontchartrain Center in Kenner, Louisiana. The Restoration Expo gives you the opportunity to have your product showcased in a professional environment where thousands of people will be on hand to view it. This is the spot to find the newest and most innovative products out there today. And there will also be demonstrations on how to use the new tools and products. The expo just isn't for vendors only. There will be an area for you contractors as well. In the contractors corner, you can speak to the general public, post your business cards or flyer for all the price of admission. So if you're a builder, contractor, or even a do-it-yourself home builder, this is the place for you. Good booth space are still available. Reserve your spot before it's too late. Visit LARestorationExpo.com or call 1-877-998-9918 for more information. Let's all work together to rebuild Louisiana.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to cut your credit card balances by as much as half? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you with a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by as much as half. You can consolidate all of your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call for a free no-obligation debt consultation and learn how to get your very own customized debt Debt Management Program. 1-800-794-4313. And join the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now for your free no-obligation debt consultation. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now. 1-800-794-4313. That's 1-800-794-4313.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
Welcome back. Our phone number is 1-800-259-5791. Michael King at HomeTalkUSA.com. We're talking to Jerry Heinberg right now with the Louisiana Department of Natural Resources. Jerry, I just ran out of time and I didn't get no contact information. Can you go ahead and if my listeners want to know a little bit more about the codes or energy codes or anything about the programs y'all doing, can you give us some information?
Sure, Michael. All they need to do is go to DNR, as in Department of Natural Resources, .la.gov/TAD, that's Technical Assessment Division. And there's a wealth of information on our website, including a schedule of the instruction programs that I mentioned for builders, building officials, architects, and engineers.
Well, great, Jerry. I tell you what, you did a fantastic job today, and tell all my group down there at the Louisiana Department of Natural Resources, Mitch Ridgeway and, you know, Buddy and all the groups down there, continue doing the fine job that they're doing, trying to put that information out there. And we definitely want to thank you for being on the show and giving up your Saturday evenings and mornings, to try to help out, educating us on these energy codes.
I'll be sure to tell them, Michael, I enjoyed it.
Great. Thank you very much. Jerry Heinberg, with the Louisiana Department of Natural Resources. And now I'd like to welcome to the show. His name is Donald Senefin. He is with Hurricane Wind, the Fasteners Law. With the hurricane season around the corner, you definitely want to stay tuned what this gentleman has to say. He figured out a way how you can secure your windows, your doors, your garage doors with this hurricane fasteners when you're cutting your plywood to make it easier so you're not damaging, you're not putting nails in your structure or damaging your structure. They're a manufacturer of these hurricane fasteners. Donald, are you with me right now?
Yes, I am. I'm happy to be on your show.
Donald? Senefin?
Yes.
All right. We're trying to get Donald Senefin. He's with Hurricane. He's there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay, Donald. I'm sorry. Welcome to the show again, my friend.
Glad to be there.
Man, I worked you pretty hard today, huh?
Pardon?
I said, I worked you pretty hard today, huh?
Oh, not bad.
Well, you've been on all my network shows, and I appreciate it. Well, let's talk about that. What are these hurricane window fasteners, and how actually do they work, though, Mr. Senefin?
Yeah, the hurricane window fasteners, is what they're made out of is a piece of PVC plastic with two carriage bolts that fastens a fastener onto the plywood, and then it's got a bolt that you screw in to put pressure on both sides of it, and they held in under pressure. And that way they can't, the wind can't blow them from side to side, and they can't walk out of there like some of them does. And it will affect the building.
Okay, well, Dan, and that's the most important part I want to mention is that these window fasteners, I mean, I remember as a kid, I mean, you know, my grandfather and daddy would just have to go cut some wood and try to screw them, nail them on the wood, the plywood or whatever, and just doing all types of damage. But now it's done safe, it's done fast and quick. And what makes these window fasteners quick and fast, and how easy are they to put on and take off?
Well, you can put them on a pretty good-sized house after you have them mounted to the plywood. You know, when a storm comes, it's less than a half hour to do a whole house. It's just a matter of putting the plywood in the window, taking a screwdriver or a screw gun, and screwing in four bolts, and it's done. And it's done.
Okay. Let me ask you, have the window, the hurricane window fasteners been tested and approved, though?
Yes, they have. They was tested by the certified testing in Orlando, Florida.
Okay.
And they passed for Class 3 hurricane, and they met all the Florida standards with a suction and a pressure and the 2x4 cannon shot. And Florida's got the most rigid standards there is in hurricane. So if they pass Florida, they'll pass every state.
And how expensive they are. I mean,
that's the good thing about them. They're real reasonable. They come in a box of 8 fasteners, which is enough to do 2 windows, and they retail for $10 a box. And we've got a special on for your customers, for your listeners. If they say they was on the Michael King or heard it in the Michael King show, we'll pay all the shipping and handling. It'll just be a straight $10 a box.
That's amazing. So,
yeah, it takes about 2 boxes to do a 2 standard windows. Of course, on the bigger things like a garage door, it takes about 26 fasteners for a double car garage door and about 16 for a standard garage door.
And so depending how many,
yeah, I'm sorry.
So depending how many windows you have, you can secure your house with these fasteners. $80 to $120, anywhere in that range.
Yes, easy. Yeah, like a sliding glass door, French doors, they take 16 fasteners, and you can board up the whole house, windows, doors, and everything, real easy. And but they once, like I say, once you get them mounted on the plywood, which is only 2 screws, you're home. You know, it doesn't take no time to put them in. It's actually minutes. Just a few minutes, 1, 2, or 3 minutes, you can have a window in.
Well, I'll tell you what also was amazing is that, you know, I know we talk about securing your windows, but it's these big garage doors, because everybody knows that's the weakest link of what, you know, of a storm can actually cave in them garage doors and to try to protect your doors, because once your garage door goes, everything else is going to go. I mean, you're going to have some tremendous damage, but now you can secure these big garage doors with these fasteners, right?
Right. 80% of the roofs that's blown off is because the garage doors went first. When the garage
80%.
Doors, 80%. That's what the experts say. And when that garage door goes, the wind goes in, and then it pushes up on the roof, the ceiling and the roof. And all that needs to do is just raise that plywood a little bit, and the tremendous amount of wind going across the roof will take it up. As soon as it gets a bite under it, the roof is gone. And then not only the garage roof, your whole house is going in, the whole house roof. And if the walls don't go in, the rain and the wind's going to ruin everything anyhow.
But, Donna, what made you come up with this idea? I mean, from personal experience?
Yeah, we've seen some other ones that wasn't working too good. They was coming out. So I tell my son-in-law about that. And he says, well, if you can think of something better, do it. And that's how I come up with it.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, it's an alternative, because I need to tell you, Donald, you know, a lot of people can't afford, you know, colonial shutters and hurricane shutters and roll downs and accordions and all that. You know, sometimes they, you know, this is an alternative that you can take. And I think you recommend, what, 3/4 inch plywood to do this, right?
Yeah, 3/4 inch plywood, nothing less than 1/2 inch anyhow. And
yeah,
garage doors or big doors, you want a 3/4 inch.
Donovan, don't go anywhere. We're talking to Donald Senefin. He's with Hurricane Window Fasteners. This is the Cajun Contractor here. I'm live right now on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network and the World Wide Web. I will be right back after we hear from our great sponsors. Please don't go nowhere.
The dog days of summer are just around the corner, and you don't need me to remind you about the outrageous cost of keeping your house cool. Well, what if I told you that I know a way you can reduce your cooling costs by up to 50%? Let me introduce you to Apex Foam. Apex Foam is a 100% spray-blown polyurethane foam insulation system, which contains no ozone-depleting substances and also provides no food value for pests or rodents. Apex Foam creates a seamless insulation barrier which stops air infiltration, thus improving your home's indoor air quality. Apex Foam is also a mold-resistant product that is non-corrosive, so it's not only safe for your home, but metal buildings as well. Don't just take my word for it, though. Visit them online at www.apexfoam.us and take a look at all the benefits of using Apex Foam. For more information, call 1-800-630-2338. That's 1-800-630-2338. And get ready to experience the Apex difference.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutramedical Report here on Genesis After Alex Jones 2-4 Monday to Friday. Develop the first line of defense kit to block pathogenic infective organisms to give you day-to-day protection as well as infection protection against biological and chemical weapons. Defense tabs block virus and bacterial entry into your tissues. Immunity blocks the tissues by improving your host defenses by increasing your enzyme activity by putting the minerals back into your enzymes and your cells rejuvenate cellular function. The 3M masks are the best masks in the world at 99.67% of smoke and nanoparticles. All viruses and bacteria are blocked. Defense wipes will kill all the pathogenic viruses and bacteria on contact and are safe for you and your loved ones. So get a first line of defense kit and protect yourself from daily pathogens and from civil defense from biological, chemical, and toxic weapons. Call us at 888-212-8871 or order securely at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or call us at 888-212-8871. Stay well and protect your loved ones today.
You're listening to Home Talk USA on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
All right, welcome back. Our phone number is 1-800-259-5791 if you want to jump right into the gumbo pot with a question or comment from me or my guest, Michael King, at HomeTalkUSA.com. Always, we do invite you to check out our website. It is available to you 24/7, 365. Also want to mention this Monday night, that's right, 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock Central Time, we're going to be unveiling our Internet Live Internet Show. We're going to be breaking new grounds. That's right, doing a live Internet show. I'll have expert guests. I'll have phone calls. You can call me. I'll be answering your email calls. And, look, I'm excited. So tune in. live every Monday from 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock Central Time. But there's a catch. You must go to my website at hometalkusa.com. You can click there, and you can listen to the show. Also, we're going to be available 24/7, 365. I've already downloaded about 50 archived shows, some of the best shows that we've did here at Home Talk. You can catch it all during the week. We're going to update these archive shows. They're live right now. If you go to my website and click the listen button, you can listen to the show right now. But I will be live behind the famous Golden Hammer microphone every Monday, 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock Central Time. Our guest today, we're talking to Donald Senefin. He's with Hurricane Wind the Fasteners, talking about this hurricane fastener to really help you secure your home with the plywood instead of nailing and destroying your home. I've seen these fasteners. They work. They're quick. Donald, we have a phone call right now. One of my favorite listeners, he's always calling in pretty much on clockwork every Saturday. We have Matthew from Metairie. Matthew, welcome to the show again. How you doing, my friend, this week?
Hi there. How are you?
We're hanging in, Matthew. What's going on?
Well, actually, I called about a completely different topic. You were talking about mortgages, and I got a guy that I'm working with.
Okay.
And, he worked with me at the same job site. His mortgage company is trying to foreclose on him because they say his house has been abandoned. Even though he's been making all of his payments and he started repairs, you know, he's run out of money. And so he's waiting on the road home wet, road home hard and put up wet program.
Okay.
And so he was wondering who the heck he can contact. And I don't remember you had somebody on named Julie Eisner. Was that her name?
Julie Eisner with Mortgage Education. Matter of fact, you want to write her phone number down right quick?
Well, hold on a second. I'm going to write it down on my sawhorses. All righty.
All right.
919-427.
0565. Give her a call, Matthew. Thank you for calling.
You're
let me know how it works out. Let me know how it works out. Okay, let's get back to Donald Senefin. With Hurricane Wind the Fasteners. Donald, you still with me? Donald?
Yeah.
All right. You still with me? Great. Okay. Good to take care of that phone call. And but let me ask you this. What other uses you have for that hurricane fastener, Donald?
Well, they're good for burnout buildings or for buildings that have been vandal or even buildings that's under construction that you don't want the vandals to get in. It's a fast way to put up plywood. A contractor could carry two or three boxes of them in his truck, and he'd be surprised at the ways he could use them. Vacation homes that sit empty for a long time, that's an excellent way to board them up and stop the vandals and thieves from getting in them. And then, like I say, the burnout homes is a big thing, because if you want to board up a building, you don't want to ruin the walls any more than they are. You just put the hurricane window fasteners on them.
Well, how much you said they cost again?
They cost $10 for a box of eight. And we'll pay the shipping and handling because they're watching your show. And you can get a hold of our website. It's hurricanewindowfastener.com.
Hurricanewindowfastener.com.
Yes. Or call 941-755-4339. And if they go to their local hardware store or home center or lumber companies, ask them if they got them. If they don't have them, ask them why.
That's right. Ask them why. It's like with this radio show. If your city or your radio station is not carrying the best in home improvement information, Home Talk with the Cajun contractor, Michael King, like you said, Donald, you want to know why.
That's right. That number again is 941-755-4339.
Well, Donald, everybody asks me, Michael King, why do you do all these home shows? Why are you always on the road? Well, that's the reason why, Donald. I had a chance to meet you at the National Hardware Show in Orlando about 3 or 4 months ago, and I always look for products and technologies for my listeners. Specifically, when we're down here in the Gulf Coast area, which we're prone to hurricanes, I know the problems in putting up boards and houses and destruction that nails and screws can do, windows and doors. I know how long it takes. I know the security itself, how durable in, you know, trying to do this. So, Donna, we definitely want to thank you for being on the show. And, man, we're going to try to get you back on in a month or so and keep us posted what's going on down there at Window Fasteners, okay?
Okay. I appreciate the opportunity being on there.
Great. Donaldson F. and Hurricane Window Fasteners. Make sure you check them out. When we come back, we got an email replacing vinyl flooring from Allen. This is Cajun Contractor. This is Home Talk. I'll be right back.
This is Cajun Contractor here, Michael King. It's time to make your walls and ceilings more energy efficient. Be back in a moment.
Home improvement repairs, renovations, and new construction, according to the Better Business Bureau, is number one when it comes to consumer complaints. Contractor fraud and poor craftsmanship cost consumers billions each year. It's a good idea to plan your project in advance, from start to finish. Compare job plans and look for value over cost, because the lowest bid and the best deal are sometimes not better. Check references and never pay in advance. So study and do your homework, and you won't become a victim.
Infrared blocking, also known as reflective insulation or radiant barrier, is one of the oldest forms of man-made insulation, dating back to the late 1700s. In our everyday lives, we use low E. For years, windows were a big problem when it came to heat loss and gain. Now, windows are coated with low E coatings. As always, hire a licensed and insured contractor. This is the Cajun Contractor here, Michael King, with your home improvement tip of the day.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey. Shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait. I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah. DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to GCNLive.com and click on the sponsor link, then click on the ACT banner. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to GCNLive.com, click on the sponsors link, then click on the ACT banner and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's GCNLive.com, sponsors link, ACT banner, and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
Home Talk USA is brought to you by GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
Woo! We're pretty much wrapping up this segment of Home Talk. Our phone number is 1-800-259-5791. Let's get to this email right quick from Alan from my affiliate WBCR 1470 in Alcoa, Tennessee. Wants to know about replacing vinyl flooring. Alan, his question to the Cajun Contractor was, I would like to replace sheet vinyl floor glued to 3/4 inch plywood in my house. Some pros would put a new layer right on top. But this would raise the floor level and require thresholds and doorways, which my wife would not rather have. Other pros would lay it down thin plywood, then the new vinyl. Still other would take up the old vinyl and put down new. What is the best way without spending too much money? Alan, the least expensive way is to lay the new vinyl over the old. No fuss, no bother. You can consider the thresholds and doorways as decorative additions. Putting down thin plywood is not necessary, in my opinion. Here is my idea for a be-all, end-all solution that will look and work terrific. What I would do is have a professional tiller put down a bed of mortar. And then what I would do is put down the big ceramic tiles with the inset mortar. If you opt for, say, ceramic, it's very amazing and easy to clean, but make sure you pick a color you can live with because the floor is permanent. The floor can take added weight, but the threshold will be needed. But marble thresholds will be an extra touch of elegance. And that comes from our affiliate, Alan. I hope this helped you out about replacing vinyl flooring. This comes through our affiliate in Alcoa, Tennessee, WBCR 1470. And if you have an email request for the Cajun contractor, Michael King, my email address is michaelking@hometalkusa.com. I also want to mention that this show is rebroadcast every Sunday morning from 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock Central Time right here on GCNLive.com. I also invite you to check out our cable show if you're down in the Big Easy in the Gulf Coast area every Saturday morning from 9:30 to 10 o'clock on Cox 10. That's the Cox Communication Network. And also, my book is now available on the website. So if you don't want to get screwed by a home improvement contractor, I tell you, it's $29.99, available on my website. I can walk you from the start to the finish. I can tell you how to locate a contractor, qualify a contractor, the things you need to know about the meeting, the presentation, the home improvement contract itself, the various home improvement projects. Do yourself a favor, $29.99. Go to my website, hometalkusa.com. And if you don't trust the website, we do take your phone orders at 866-766-4426. That's 866-766-4426. Do not become a victim of home improvement fraud. And finally, hey, I hope you join me on my internet show Monday, 7 to 10 o'clock Central Time. That's at night. Go to hometalkusa.com. That's my cue. I'm out of here. And always remember, tout en engagé est la toi. La laissez, nos chers, quand toi. That means always hire a state licensed contractor. Till next week, God bless. See you.
Mold and mildew have become one of the greatest environmental health issues of our decade. Countless homes and businesses have been affected by moisture problems. NORME is the National Organization of Remediators and Mold Inspectors, and your area needs more mold inspectors right now. If you or someone you know is looking to start a new career or simply work part-time, call NORME today at 1-800-419-0539 or log on to www.besttrainingschool.com for detailed information. 800-419-0539. NORME, training for the 21st century.
No, the disciples.